Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Padraig Lodges here with the sports news for fair weather football fans, just to keep up. Are Man United good now?
It seemed to be, yeah. Well, judging on League Cup form anyway, they went through last night to the semi-finals of the League Cup along with Newcastle United. And Marcus Rashford is certainly the man in form at the moment, continuing his hot scoring streak, two late goals, helping Manchester United to a 3-0 win over Charlton. Rashford notched two goals in stoppage time to get on the score sheet for the sixth match in a row. Antony's first half strike had put United in front. And Newcastle qualified for their first League Cup semi-final for 47 years, beating Leicester 2-0 thanks to goals from Dan Byrne and Joe Linton. The Magpies are chasing a first domestic trophy since their 1955 FA Cup success. The semi-final draw will take place after the remaining quarterfinals tonight, with Manchester City away to Southampton and Nottingham Forest hosting Wolves. The Munster rugby squad trained in Limerick yesterday ahead of their Round 3 Heineken Champions Cup game against Northampton on Saturday afternoon. Munster are looking for a win to consolidate their place in the top half of Pool B as they seek to make the knockout stages. Northampton have lost both of their opening games. Michael Corcoran will be bringing us live commentary on the game on Saturday Sport, and after training in Limerick he spoke to back row Jack O'Donoghue about the significance of the game.
This weekend it's incredibly important to us, to our European campaign. Win today, you know, with the way results go, the 12-team table or pool or whatever you want to call it, it's nip and tuck, you know, and I think 4 points this weekend is crucial for us to keep our European campaign alive.
When you look at training, I mean, I was looking at it, your involvement outside there in the pitch earlier. It's pretty competitive. You'd easily know that this is a European week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's kind of, you come in on a Monday and there's a great buzz around the place, but kind of everyone's emotions and, you know, everyone's on edge kind of, and it's a great way to be, but it's about finding that balance, you know, and you can easily let your emotions get the better of you on a week like this, but you have to be able to stay calm, composed, and get your detail, and, you know, you have a job to do, but to not get ahead of yourself too early on in the week, that you find that the week passes you by, or you know, when you go into a game and you mightn't have a few things ticked off. So it's about staying level-headed, enjoying the week, enjoying the build-up to what's potentially going to be a sellout home and park again, and, you know, hearing that crowd and feeding off that energy, that when the ball's kicked off, that you're ready to embrace it.
No doubt the place behind us will be sold out when it comes to 3:15 on Saturday, but there's something rather special about playing in front of your friends and your family and people who you trained with and grew up with all the time.
Yeah, I think that's what makes Tone Park so special, is the bond that you have with the crowd, that you know a good portion of the crowd in there are, you know, rooting from you, from personally myself, from back in Waterford, or, you know, people having contributed to the rise of your career, and you owe those people a lot. And I suppose the only way you can do them justice is by doing yourself justice, you know, and that's, you know, sticking to your basics, not getting too ahead of yourself, and putting in a performance that you're proud of.
That's Jack O'Donoghue there. Mark Williams set up a Masters quarterfinal with Ronnie O'Sullivan with a comfortable 6-2 win over David Gilbert. Play was briefly suspended in the 8th frame to allow a wasp that was bothering Williams to be removed. Earlier, Barry Hawkins completed a 6-0 whitewash win over Mark Allen. The Munster Council has approved €1.8 million in grants to cover redevelopment work across the province. The money will support 400 individual projects, with the Munster Council chairman Ger Ryan saying the level of expenditure reflected the impressive vision of GAA clubs to continually improve facilities for players and supporters. World champion Lisa O'Rourke has been ruled out of the National Elite Boxing Championships. The Roscommon woman sustained a broken thumb in a sparring session, and following surgery the thumb is now in a cast. Her clash with Amy Broadhurst in the welterweight division was expected to be one of the highlights of the championships. All-rounder Georgina Dempsey has returned to the Ireland women's cricket squad for next month's T20 World Cup in South Africa. The 18-year-old missed the tour of Pakistan in November because she was studying. The squad will be captained by Laura Delaney. The death has taken place of one of England's great rugby players of the 1970s, the flamboyant flaxen-haired wing and centre, David Duckham. He was 76. He finished the Lions' 1971 tour of New Zealand with 11 tries, including 6 in one of the midweek games. Duckham played in the famous match in 1973 when England came to Lansdowne Road, with tension still high after Bloody Sunday, for the first Five Nations game of the season. Other unions wouldn't travel to Dublin, but England did. And in this interview from the BBC archive, Duckham reflected on the game and why they decided to come.
I said, I'll ring Willie John McBride, you know, the iconic Irish sportsman of all time, and say, what should the England team do? And that's exactly what I did. And he came up with a very animated response. He said, David, you must come. Don't let the terrorists win. We were met by something we weren't expecting. The most massive and ear-splitting crescendo of noise from the crowd. John Pullen, our captain, who was never said a lot at the best of times, stood up and said, we may not be much good, but at least we turn up. And there was another rapturous applause, and so I'm almost in tears thinking about it. And everyone rose to their feet, another standing ovation. A lot of us were in tears.
The late David Duckham. Finally, in racing, the track at Clonmel is now heavy ahead of their meeting tomorrow. Officials say that while the track is currently raceable, more rain is due, so the situation will continue to be monitored.